Hey everybody, here's your weekly energetic check-in for July 11th to 17th. So we are checking in a couple days late or in the week. Normally we do a Monday check-in. Today we are starting our week check-in on Wednesday. And that's okay because the last couple days I'm going to call a write-off. I don't know about everybody, but I know for sure those of us who are energetically sensitive or who consider ourselves to be empaths, we have been getting our butts kicked. There's been a lot of geostorm activity. There's been some really, really powerful solar flares coming off of the sun. And we most definitely have been feeling this in many different ways. It's interesting, and I always find this interesting, how there's an obvious divide of how when all this, big shifting energy is coming through, how some souls will experience on a very physical way, and that I'm one of those. I experience it on a very physical level. And then there are other souls who will experience on a very emotional level. And I know I always say, because I have friends that don't get the physical stuff, but they get all the emotional stuff. And I always say to them, I would trade with you any day. I would love to just be in crying mode and everything's upsetting me or making me angry. I would rather be in that than have the debilitating migraines and the pressure in the head and the dizziness that comes with that. And yeah. So I know they're saying to me right now, the grass is always greener on the other side. I get that. I totally get that. But it's hard to, function when there is the pain and discomfort in the body. It's one of the biggest energy forces around. That's why it can literally take us out. So I hope that everybody is kind of on the mend now. We should start to see a bit of a shift. Of course, today, all of this pressure buildup that's been coming in is this crazy, crazy full moon energy that is coming through. And so we have the full moon in Capricorn. And this is considered to be a super moon because it's actually the closest to the earth that it's going to be all year. So we are feeling the intensity of that, right? And so with the full moon is about illumination, right? It's like, again, it's like shining the spotlight, the searchlight, for us to be able to see all of the stuff that needs to come up. And you guys know this by now, I'm not a huge fan of the full moon. Its intensity to me always just feels like too much. And especially, I feel like it's only been in the last couple of years that I feel the full moon energy's intensity so much. And I wonder if it's because of they're saying yes, so they're confirming it. So the fact that the planet is shifting so quickly because the frequency of the planet is shifting. And in order for every soul to shift in frequency with it, there needs to be a lightness of their frequency. So it means they need to work on their stuff. They need to get rid of their stuff. They can't carry all of the negativity, all the lower frequencies, and rise with the frequencies. They just can't do it. So every single time we have these full moons that are coming up, it's giving them an opportunity to release and let go. And so, again, there's many of us that are called transmuters on the planet. And so all of that stuff, like they wouldn't normally, maybe they would take a whole lifetime to release all of their stuff. But they're being forced to do it now, like every cycle, every month, that big purge is coming through. And so many of us are feeling that. And I feel that's why that intensity is there, that intensity of feeling it on a global scale. Remember, there's the other side of the coin to that too, which is then the new moon, right? Because then the new moon is about inspiration. It's about beginnings. It's about starting all over. It's like clean slate. So to me, they're very, very much opposite energies, like opposite polarities. But you're going to be feeling that intensity of that full moon big time right now, because again, it's so close to the earth. So it's close to our atmosphere. So it's literally like, somebody's invading your space. and sitting there and staring you in the eyes and saying, okay, you need to purge. What are you going to release? What are you going to let go of? And if it doesn't come naturally, we're going to force it upon you. There'll be some stuff that comes up for you. Yeah. So that's the kind of fun stuff that happens. Let me know when you guys get this and when you listen to it, you can reply to the emails. If you're still finding that stuff's coming up for you in the dream state, I know my team's working with me like this right now, and I guess I can appreciate it because I'm, you know, doing a lot of work in the dream state on my life lessons here, which I guess, you know, it saves me the time and the energy from doing it in the waking state. But I feel like there's a little bit of a crossover sometimes. So, for example, you know, early this morning, I was having a, you know, big, intense dream in the dream state, having to do with my mother and my children and stuff from my childhood and all of that. And it wasn't a great dream. Like, it was a, you know, very intense dream. And when I woke up this morning, I woke up with a massive migraine, like, just like opened my eyes and boom, instantly my head was just like killing me. And I feel like there's like that, just kind of that transition of going from doing so much work in the dream state and then boom, and then having to be, you know, awake and functioning here in this realm. I feel like there's like a little bit of transition that happens again through that physical body, and that they're saying carry over to me right now. So literally carrying over some of the frequencies from the other realm into this realm. So I'm going to do some stuff today to clear that. I've already done some stuff, physical stuff, but I definitely will do some meditation to open up and expand my energy to release that pressure, to let that go. So let me know, because I'm curious if a lot of you guys, and remember, and sometimes we don't remember everything from the dreams. We don't, like, if I was to sit here right now and give you the recall of it all, I couldn't do it. But I know that it was significant. I know that everything that did happen has served a purpose. So I don't have to sit there and try and figure that out. I just will trust that it has done what it needs to do. So you guys are going to feeling, everybody's going to be feeling that polarity for the next little while, because of course our sun is still in the season of Capricorn, sorry, in Cancer. The sun is in the season of Cancer, and then our moon is in Capricorn right now. So there's such polarity between those two energies. They're saying to me that's going to be the most powerful alignment of the year, because we're going to be getting pressure from both sides to maintain balance within. So it's, you know, and it's interesting because I can see when we're out of balance through the Cancer season, because really Cancer energy is about home and family and priorities and structure and being comfortable and love and security. All of that is within the energy, the frequency of Cancer. And when that frequency is out of balance, we feel the polarity of it. We feel the opposite, right? So that means that everything bothers us. The family things bothers us. There's insecurities in relationships. Nothing about our home makes us feel safe or secure. There's all that, the polarity of it, right? Which is what I feel like we have all been experiencing. And then it's the same thing with Capricorn. So the full moon in Capricorn. So Capricorn by nature, when it's in alignment, when that frequency is in alignment, they're leaders, right? They are very good at creating structure. They're very good at building, of growing, of developing, of strength, endurance, like all of that is in Capricorn energy. And it will be the opposite. So when the Capricorn is out of balance, when that frequency is out of balance within us, it will be like chaos. It'll be destruction. It'll be being unorganized. It'll be a lot of self-sabotage energy that comes up through that when the Capricorn is not in alignment. Excuse me. So look at those two polarities that we have going on. And that kind of bringing that, trying to bring that balance between the two of the two worlds, those two frequencies for us right now. So it's a big deal. Like, it's a lot of energy coming through, trying to clean house, trying to sort house, trying to make that all happen for us in two very different ways. So Cancer, again, Cancer season being very emotional, you know, and then Capricorn energy being very physical. So we have those two energies kind of coming together within us to try and create that balance. So for, you're going to feel this like for the next couple of weeks, right? This is part of the cycle. We're going to feel that transitioning. And then, of course, then put in the illumination of the full moon. You're probably going to have a lot of stuff that's going to come up for you, a lot of stuff that maybe that you're going to be able to see in a different way, that you're going to be, you know, stuff that you feel like you kind of have been working on forever, but now it's going to be shown to you in a much different way so that you can say, ah, okay, now I get it. Now I understand what was going on. And then that will clear the path for us better, quicker, easier. So I wanted to talk a bit about, because I'm seeing more and more of it now and I feel like it's coming up. And so I asked about it, and this was to do with the food shortages. So I follow, a trusted source. I've followed him for years and years and years, which is Dr. Mercola. And his website is Mercola. So it's MERCOLA.com. And so I've literally followed this man for years and years and years. And he actually used to be a bit of a whistleblower. So he's a trained medical doctor. So he's got all that. But he also has the whole holistic side as well, or alternatives, because that's really what he started off with. He started off with not being able to help his patients traditionally, and so started seeking out different alternatives. And through that, kind of like found, you know, things, corruptions that were going on in his profession. And so was like literally blowing the whistle on stuff. Which I kind of like that, because I love that whole transparency. I love the, you know, not hiding anything. And that's certainly how he puts it. And of course, he's got teams and teams of investigators that work now with him. So the information that you find on there is valid. But anyways, so he's writing on his site about the food shortages and about, the, of course, the planned, this being planned and all part of the agenda for the there's supposed to be a depopulation happening. There's supposed to be so all of this. And so when I tuned into and I asked my guidance team specifically about the food shortages, they said to me that it was more scare tactics. And so it's interesting, because this whole entire thing, it's felt like a game. It's like, it's really been a game of chess, kind of. It's like, you know, the one side makes a move, then the other side makes a move. And it's like, there's two very distinct agendas that are going on. And so they had said to me in regards to that, the scare tactics, they said not reporting the truth. So again, we're going to have to, you know, look into using our own discernment of what we're going to believe, what we're going to take on to be the truth. The very interesting thing, though, about how this game has worked from the beginning is that every time they make a calculated move that they're trying to put us into a fear state, or they're trying to control us, we regroup and rebuild, and we come back with a different way, and we get through it. It's kind of like we up level up our powers, and we walk through the fire instead of getting burnt. So I don't think they ever saw that coming from us. I don't think they ever saw that the majority of us that are awake on the planet right now, that are waking up, are just going to sit back and take everything. We're not going to be affected by it in the way that they wanted us to be, which is very encouraging. So they said to me that the lies will face consequences. So I feel like this is very interesting, because on the grander scale, on the big scale of things, there's always, because everything carries a frequency, like attracts like, this is all these, you know, that are governed on this planet. I've wondered this a million times myself over. Why doesn't anything bad happen to those bad people? Why do they get away with all of the stuff all the time? Well, truth be told, they're actually building an energetic buildup of energy is building up around them and through their timeline and through their own stories. And so it will hit, they're saying, mass destruction. So it literally will heal. You can't be somebody who's continually doing bad things or negative things and not have that negativity affect you. It's the law of attraction. There's no way around that. And so I feel like we're seeing some of that in the news a bit now. I just saw another one where there are more leaders that are dropping out, resigning, that they're like big people that are in position, they're leaving their positions. And I feel like that's part of it. They're being forced out of the power. They're being forced out of those power seats right now. So I feel like that's kind of like, you know, where we talk about the lies facing the consequences. I feel like that's coming up, like that's going to be coming up for everybody. They're kind of going to be facing their own demons. They're going to be facing the thing that, you know, their own karmic is going to be coming up for them. And so they told me that this is about tearing down an old system from within. And I love this too, because they said to me, tearing down an old system within, gradual crumble. And so, you know, another thing, this is, you know, you're hearing all the time about the solar flash, the solar flares, the end of times, the like everything's boom, a button's going to go push, get pushed, and then boom, it's the reset. But, and, you know, many of us kind of, I think, have been waiting for that. But here's the reason why they said that that cannot happen like that. And it made total sense to me, is because if it happened like that, if there was just a, you know, a big major emergency that happened and everything just completely crumbled all at once or fell apart all at once, there would be a massive rally to rebuild. So meaning this is what happens is, it, and again, we're talking about energy. So think about it. If a hurricane comes through and it knocks down your house, you're going to have a rally of energy all around it, because all of your friends and your family and the town and the community and everybody's going to rally. So putting all of their energy into the rebuild of it. And that means that that structure is going to get rebuilt very quick, very fast. But if it happens to be a very slow crumble, so just using the analogy of a house again, of, you know, your house needs to be painted, or, you know, maybe your plumbing needs to be fixed, or there's all, you know, all of the little things that can cause the collapse of the house from within. But because it's happening so gradually, there's like a weakened system that actually happens within it. Just, it's a gradual weakening. And because of that, there's not this big purge of energy, this big energy that comes in, that rally to rebuild is not going to be there. And I find that super interesting, because if think about it on the big global scale, just for a moment, if we talk about a structure being collapsed, or, you know, we talk about the, so we're talking particularly about the governments, about the political control, the manipulation, that structure, if it was just, you know, if we just had, you know, a massive destruction of it, it would get rebuilt. All of those beings that are working that system, that are in that system, they would rebuild, they'd rally and they'd rebuild, they'd use all their powers. But if they're not aware, because again, you know, when they get distracted very easily, because that's when you're doing negative things, your mind is not clear. And so if they're not recognizing that the crumble is happening slowly within, and then all of a sudden it's the very last piece of the house that falls apart, they're not going to have that rally to rebuild. And so I found that, like, that to me is very inspirational. It's the idea of, you know, because we often don't see the big, yay, the white hats won, yay, the good side, we got this. We don't see a lot of that, and we haven't in the last couple of years, but we most definitely have seen a lot of the opposite side of it. A lot of the, you know, Illuminati, the cabal control, we've been seeing a lot of that. We've been feeling a lot of that. So I feel like this is very encouraging to know that, yes, the light is in, the light is doing, it's never stopped. It's constantly opposing the dark side. It's constantly trying to help us and rebuild for us. So I think that that is very, very cool. Now, pay attention, because they said to me that one of the tactics that they were going to be using was going to be the reverse psychology on us. So remember how that works. And so they're saying that they're going to be saying one thing, but actually meaning something different. So they're saying to me right now that words carry frequencies. So be really, really aware of this, especially when you're hearing things, you know, mainstream media, the news, all of that, when that's pumping into you. They said to me that the whole nucleus will be affected. They've never used that word before, so we should look that up and see specifically what they're talking about. But they said the whole nucleus will be affected. When I asked specifically about how, you know, so many of us are suffering with the ascension symptoms, why we're still having the problems with that, they said to me simply not adjusting well to the high frequencies. They said that the buildup within is causing pressure on the system. And so the only way to get through this is to release the pressure by doing the work, they said. No quick fix. So this is meaning, again, this is why, you know, the tapping is not being the only thing. Meditation is not being the only thing. So there's no quick fix that we're going to be able to do that. They said to me that the layers of the guilt and the shame need to be released. So pay attention to that too, because I feel like, you know, sometimes we take a word like guilt or shame, the literal sense of it, so the human meaning of it, and then we say, no, it doesn't apply to me. But if we feel into like actually the vibration of it, so like just kind of like the, you know, the doubt, the fear around it. I'm pretty sure that there's a lot of us that are carrying that and not having the recognition that we are carrying it. So remember, this is going to be about self-discovery. So we're, again, they said to me, going within. I think they've said this a few times to us, but going within the self-discovery. They said to me, as we need to be mindful of the present. And of course, you know, this is obviously, you hear this everywhere all the time, but specifically, and they don't usually talk to me in this kind of language, but they said to me, be mindful of the present or your path ahead will look different. And so I find that that's kind of interesting about the, because again, if we're thinking about the past or we're thinking about the future, it kind of distracts us from kind of what's on our plate, what's most important right now. And they're saying that we're not focusing on the present, if we're not allowing ourselves to be in the present, they're saying that we're not going to be able to recognize our choices. And if, you know, that, and that's a big thing, because if we are like in the past or if we're projecting to the future, we actually will miss that, you know, the choices that are in front of us right now. And then they said to me, they flashed the word discerning. And so again, you can look that up and see what that means specifically for you. But this is about going forward. So what's going to be happening for us going forward? And then about the, you know, making your own choice. So choosing, right? There's always the free will. This is not going to be, you know, a massive, everybody on the planet all awakens at the same time, all reaches all the level of the highest frequency. It's not going to happen like that. It just won't. But that's because we come with free will and choice. So this is where you come into it to decide again, you know, where's your purpose? What are you supposed to be doing? What do you need to do? What's the work that you need to do? What's the opportunities for that? That's that self-discovery. That's that going within. So I really feel like it's going to be an interesting, definitely, like when I ask about, like, is this going to clear? Are we going to be lighter? They're not showing me like, oh yes, it's next week's going to be much better. They're not. So, I guess this is where we learn to adapt and adjust, right? We learn to strengthen up. We learn to rebuild. We learn to, and this is why, you know, again, I feel like the hub is so important, because, you know, we're all collectively experiencing a lot of the same things. And through, you know, our solidarity together, through that, there's strength. I've said to me from the beginning, there's strength in numbers. And I still feel like that there's going to be these clusters, and we're one of the clusters that are, like, you know, strategically placed all over the world, that are going to be centers of energy for the healing, for the bringing in the new frequencies. So I'm thankful that you guys are part of this, and I'm thankful that your souls have decided to come and hold space for all of us on this journey. And so tonight, guys, we are going to be doing our healing circle, which is much, much, much needed. I need it as much as everybody else does. So we're going to get together at 7 o'clock tonight over Zoom. So make sure that you do check your email. I'm going to, as soon as I'm done this, I'm going to put that together, send that off to you guys. It will have your Zoom link. And of course, if you can't make it, it's going to be 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. If you cannot make it, you can do the replay in your hub. Just log into your account and you can do the replay whenever you want. You can also do it multiple times. You don't have to just do it one time. You can do it more and more and more. And it will seem to build and change every time you do it, which is kind of neat. The frequencies have a very high intelligence like that. Okay, my lovelies, so sending you guys huge, huge blessings, and I will see you guys tonight. I'll talk to you soon.